call the small green ones?
Toads.
Okay.
Toad frogs.
Are they the ones that you hear in the spring?
Yeah, they jump around, little toad frogs.
Okay. And do you have any other names besides?
No, I never heard of nothing but bullfrogs and toad frogs.
Okay, how about spring frogs? I've never heard of that.
No, but that's a little old toad frog.
Okay, okay.
That you see in the spring, summer.
Alrighty.
Sometimes digging in the garden, I come across one.
What do you do with it?
I just,
shoo
I don't.
Away?
Shoo them away, I don't.
Well, they eat insects,
don't they? Yeah, I know it. I don't kill it.
Yeah. Now, what do you put on your hook when you go fishing?
Put a bait.
Okay. What about the wiggly thing?
That's just called earthworms.
Earthworms. Okay. What do you call that little hard-shelled thing? Puts in its neck and legs into a shell.
Oh, that's old turtle.
Yeah. Do you have very many? Do you know?
No, I don't ever see any turtles.
Never.
No terrapins. They live in water, you know, but turtles. Yeah. The terrapins on the dry land and turtles in the water, they say.
Okay. How about a large burrowing dry land turtle?
Yeah, that's what they call terrapins. They say
they're terrapins.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's the kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams? It's got claws.
Oh, that's a crawfish.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
When you turn
that's
it over
the only
on
thing
a rock,
I ever tried to catch.
Away,
oh, well, catch it, old crawfish.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Talking about small fan-tailed sea animals with a thin shell. You buy them oftentimes at the fish market or in the supermarket. They're frozen.
Are they clams?
No. The things that are shaped like that.
Lord of mercy. You fry them all the time. Shrimp.
Yeah. How about, you might say, I just went out and bought a couple of pounds of...
Shrimp.
Okay. You might say, oh, I have a few...
Shrimp. A few pounds of shrimp.
Okay, what if you just have one or two? You say, I have two...
Two shrimp.
Okay. What's that insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into it?
In a lake.
And tries to fly into a light and
oh, it's a light.
When you grab it, powder comes off on your hand.
Oh, that's old candleflies they call them.
Candleflies?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I kill a lot of them.
Is there another name besides that for them?
Not that I know of. I always call them candleflies.
You call them candleflies. Okay. What about the things that fly around the house and they lay their eggs in old clothes?
Oh, that's moths.
That's moths.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you have just one, you'll say, I caught one.
One moth.
Okay. What about the things that fly around at night and they flash their lights on and off?
Oh, that's lightning bugs, we always call them.
Lightning bugs?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? When you're little?
No, we always called them lightning bugs and put them in fruit jars.
And what did you do with them?
Just shake them and they just light up. We thought this grandest thing, we'd catch them.
Yeah, we used to catch them and pull the light off and put it on our fingers, pretend we had rings on.
But you put them in a fruit jar, see them
in? Yeah. That's
little fruit jar.
A little kinder than pulling off their light.
Yeah, I know it. Poor things.
When you're little, you don't realize.
No, you don't know what you're doing.
Okay, how about the insect that has a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings, and it hovers around damp places, and it eats its own weight in mosquitoes?
Not the old...
Some people say
snails?
Some people...